possessions of my own. And you're telling me you think I've done so damn well while we're sitting here a thousand miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky, two holes in your head where the lights of folks to get by. Time to lock and load. Time to get control. Time to search your soul and start again. Of my own, and you're telling me you think I've done so damn well while we're sitting here a thousand miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky, two holes in your head where the lights of folks to get by. Time to lock and load. Time to get control. Search your soul and start again.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
They do these things with Kabbalah,
mm-hmm.
tarot cards, and all kinds of stuff with the mathematics and magic and things.
Mm-hmm.
And the age, he concluded that the age of the universe, 2,000 years ago, he said, was 15.3 billion years old.
Okay.
Which is basically what's in the textbooks today,
mm-hmm.
and what this physicist I just mentioned said. You move on up to the 12th century with the famous rabbi Maimonides, and the next century, Nachmanides. Nachmanides said, and this is all secret, nobody knew about it until very recently, that you had to, the universe was relativity had to be in the picture. Relativity was necessary. It was 15 billion years old. You had relativity. Then you had to have heliocentricity, which is the rotating, orbiting Earth. This was 300 years before Copernicus, but nobody knew about it. But you had that there was an explosion of sorts. He didn't call it a Big Bang, but that's the way everything started.
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Michael Collins here. I had a good last day, folks. I got the 827th issue of Forward. Very important newspaper. You know, you can check out their website on the internet at forward.com. Read it for yourself. An article about the controversy over rap music, and says that rap lyrics present a thorny issue for Jewish groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Committee. Well, what amuses me is that the Forward article says that the ADL and the American Jewish Committee are traditionally both defenders of free expression, and you call American Free Press and tell them Mike Piper said you could have a free copy of this thing. It's called, very simple, Israeli Spies in America Special Report. Or go to the American Free Press website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, that same issue of Ford announces that there's a new book by an author by the name of Dave Copeland. It's called Blood and Volume, Inside New York's Israeli Mafia. It's a former drug dealer who, an Israeli-born drug dealer who came here to the United States, and he got hooked up in Israeli organized crime right here on American soil, and now he's told his story in a book. I'll have to pick it up. I thought it was rather touching. It says that this gangster and his wife, even though they're divorced, this dealer and his wife, still celebrate the Sabbath together. I think that's really nice. A drug dealer and his wife, they still celebrate Sabbath together. Interesting. Well, controversy in Israel. Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, he's a former chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel, told a fervently Orthodox radio station that the Holocaust was God's response to the liberalization of European Jewry. In other words, the Jews of Europe didn't stay true to their Orthodox ways, and God got them by presumably creating a man named Adolf Hitler, who then presumably ordered the extermination of 6 million Jews. But in any case, Reformed Jews in Israel have filed a police complaint against the former chief rabbi. Talk about a family fight. Well, I tell you what, I'm not a member of Randy Rhodes' family. Randy Rhodes, he's based in Florida and broadcasts over Air America. I got a good laugh today, folks. She has a list of websites and authors not accessible for her message board. Here is the list, folks. These are the people who are not allowed to be mentioned on Randy's message board. American Free Press, Christopher Balin. I'm going to have to write them and tell them that he's now known as Kinky Balloon. Kinkster Balloon. I'm not going to tell them why he's known as Kinkster Balloon. A fervently Orthodox radio station that I'm going to tell them why. Oh, yours truly, Michael Collins Piper. Something called Left Gatekeepers. Today, folks. She has a list of websites and authors not accessible for her message board. Here is the list, folks. These are the people who are not allowed to be mentioned on Randy's message board. American Free Press, Christopher Balin. I'm going to have to write them and tell them that he's now known as Kinky Balloon. Kinkster Balloon. I'm not going to tell them why he's known as Kinkster Balloon. That's my little secret. Also, guess what? I am witness. Our good friend, Daryl Bradford Smith, Judicial-Inc., Public Broadcasting Network. Republic Broadcasting Network is on the list of websites and authors not acceptable for Randy Rhodes. Also, yours truly, Michael Collins Piper. Something called Left Gatekeepers, Jeff Rentz, the American Defense League, WSI Patriots. I don't know what that is. I'll have to check that out if Randy Rhodes doesn't like it. And also, Eric Huffschmidt, Queen Esther, the Zionist Queen, Eric Huffschmidt. Also, it says, do not post or link to pornographic or objectionable material. Well, that would include Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith, so they're being redundant here. In case, folks, I just thought this was very interesting. I'm going to call Randy Rhodes' show one night live and go on there and bitch and moan and cry and complain. If you ever happen to listen to the show, I hope you will call in and tell her listeners to listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, folks, we're going to go to the break here in a moment, and I've got quite a few callers here, and I'm not going to chatter anymore. I'm going to let you guys do the chattering. Stay tuned. In the meantime, I'm going to get a drink of water. Michael and Spiker here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which, of course, is banned by Randy Rhoads.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of the coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming prize, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events and future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help you get the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocket fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stove. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, they have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, StovesandMoreOnline.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgment, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and cover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 02-433-6222.
Here. All right, let's go right to the phones. Let's see. We haven't heard from Keith in Rhode Island for a while. If this is the Keith in Rhode Island, let's bring Keith up. How you doing, Keith?
Hey there, Mr. Piper.
What's going on?
Well, I was intrigued by your opening question there about your audience's political awakening when they first became aware politically about what's going on. Well, I'd have to give thanks to the Bill Clinton administration and his supporters and defenders in the liberal media. That's when I, about 1993, around the time of the Waco massacre, that's when I began to wisen up to what was going on. And so that's the 90s, just getting more and more information about what's going on. And I learned that it was not the liberal media, you know. It's really the Jewish media or the Zionist-controlled media that's the problem. This really thing is the liberal media.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at first, see, I was fooled by the right-wing strawman opposition. You know, New York Post. And
exactly.
All and that was just, it's just both sides. One group controls both sides of the argument.
Exactly.
And I learned, by 1998, I had that pretty much figured out. But it took about 5 years for me to get it all worked out, you know. But, I was intrigued by your opening question there.
You know, it's funny. Every once in a while, I will use the phrase the liberal media. But, you know, after I say it, I want to bite my tongue because, although the media does have kind of a liberal, not kind of, it does have a liberal, multicultural, you know, bias of that nature. But in the bigger picture, what the media, there's nothing really liberal about the media. It's actually in the classic sense of conservative, or I should say in the real definition of the word conservative. That's exactly what they do. They're trying to conserve the power structure in this country.
Oh,
and part of that effort to conserve the power structure in this country, get everybody pissed off at everybody else.
Exactly. You know, just exactly. You want to pit one side against the other. Men, women, blacks versus white, rich versus poor, Democrat versus Republican. It's all about divide and conquer.
You know, the classic case study of this was the nomination of John Ashcroft as Attorney General of the United States. Now, what was very interesting was that all your traditional liberal groups geared up to fight Ashcroft, and all your traditional conservative groups geared up to support him. And there was this big show on Capitol Hill where the liberals were kicking Ashcroft and the conservatives were coming to his defense. The gays loved, or the gays hated Ashcroft, and the anti-gays loved him. And the church groups loved Ashcroft, and the groups like the ACLU hated him, you know, and you know that all your classic, you know, left versus right things. You know what? The Anti-Defamation sent out the word early on that John Ashcroft was A-okay. So it was all a big charade. Hey, hang on for the break, Keith.
Thank
this
you.
Is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to the break. We'll be back in a moment.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can't handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off near a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-0073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're in for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-257-6690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Just went out into my living room where the construction work continues, and I want to tell you, it looks like Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. Really frightening, frightening. We have Keith from Rhode Island on. Keith, it's interesting you brought up your awakening in the years. I always thought it was kind of interesting that the article done at some point, and I had somewhere in my massive archives here, which are unreachable at the moment because of my mess around here, but a very interesting article done which demonstrated during the Clinton period leading up to Clinton impeachment and all the scandals surrounding Monica Lewinsky and everything, most of the leaks that were injurious to Bill and Hillary Clinton throughout that period were coming from the New York Times. Now, that's very interesting because, you know, the average person, the average conservative, the average Republican, the average patriot, so to speak, would think that the New York Times would have been defending Clinton. But, in fact, the New York Times was very much contributing to the destabilization of Bill Clinton's presidency. And I personally always felt that that was because Clinton was perceived as not being as supportive of Israel as he could have been. And that was their way of putting him on notice that didn't behave himself, he could get impeached and thrown out of office. Well, he did get impeached, but they didn't throw him out of office.
Well, you know, that's an excellent point. The media, the real power behind the scenes, they have dirt on McCain, Bob Dole, and all these politicians. And if any of them ever step out of line, the boom will be lowered on them.
Exactly. That's quite true. Yeah, that's the thing that has to be kept in mind. That's interesting, though, that was you say it was like the Waco that kind of brought your focus into focus, so to speak.
Yes, and then 2 years later, we had the Oklahoma City bombing, and I noticed the difference in the press coverage in the two incidents. Whereas Waco, all the women and children who were burned to death basically deserved it. in Oklahoma City, mostly, I guess, like Negro civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
And they're writers. They're saints, right? So I saw a real difference in how those two incidents were covered in the...
You know, that's interesting because, you know, in coverage of the Oklahoma City bombing, one woman in particular was constantly shown in the media and constantly quoted in the media, and it was an old black lady named Mrs. Coverdell who lost her two grandchildren in the Murrah building. What is very, very interesting, though, and I found this out from an Oklahoma City bombing survivor, B.C. Lawton. It turns out that Mrs. Coverdell has been one of the leading Oklahoma City family critics of the government, and she believes the government covered up what really happened in Oklahoma City. But despite the fact that her image and the loss of her grandchildren was exploited to the nth degree by the mass media in this country, they never reported that Mrs. Coverdell was a very big critic of the government. They would always bring her up to show her as, you know, one of the tragic people who lost people there.
Almost as a mascot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's right. I mean, you know, it just, again, goes to show you how they, how they lie.
Two other quick points. I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for all this time. I'd also like to cover very briefly the death of Boris Yeltsin. I notice how the establishment press, like Charlie Rose and the people, they're basically beside themselves with grief over the death of Yeltsin.
Yeah.
Whereas because basically he was he just rolled over in a drunken stupor and let the nationalists exploit Russia and its wealth, right?
Exactly.
Where Putin is putting his foot down and he's not allowing that to happen.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's the story. That you just summarized it all in two very brief sentences.
Okay, and one last. You don't have to. I can take the answer off the air if you want. I'm interested to hear what the coverage. I'm a little too young to remember the Liberty incident when it actually happened, but I'd really be interested to find out what was the media coverage, the establishment media coverage at the time the incident took place. Did the Huntley Brinkley report make a big deal out of it? Did Barbara Walters make it? I just like to. I wonder what the press coverage at the time.
You know, that's a very interesting question, and I wish I could answer it, but I do know, and I've mentioned this on the air, that Lyndon Johnson commented the day after it happened that that the story of the attack on the Liberty, while it was featured in the New York Times, it was on something like page A29 at the bottom.
So Walter Cronkite didn't make it a front, he didn't, you know, because he was the most trusted man in America, right?
Yeah,
he had nothing to say about it, basically.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something, that would be a very, very interesting study for someone to do. And
maybe some of your older callers might be able to refresh our memory, bring us up to date.
That's a very interesting question. I wish I had the time, I'd look into it myself, but maybe there is somebody out there who knows something about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for
all right,
time.
Thanks, good to hear from you.
You too.
All right, let's go north. To Canada, not to Alaska, north to Canada with Mike. Mike, are you there?
I am here. Good evening.
How you doing?
All right. Political awakening. Well, I'd like to thank ignorance, fear, prejudice, hatred, and an alcoholic sob named Winston Churchill really contributed my awakening. You have to remember, and Hogan's Heroes, I might add, back in the day when you could don a Nazi uniform and make, and I noticed that show doesn't seem to be in syndication anymore.
No.
I wonder why that is. I mean, they had a pretty damn good time of it, it seemed, in that camp. But anyway, it's being called a Jew killer, a hater, a Nazi, from about the time you're 10, 11, 12, or saying, you mean you're part of the people that tried to exterminate the Jews, and then... You know, I'm talking a 13-year-old boy going to the library, going to Churchill's volume tome on the Second World War, trying to find, like, a snippet, just a hint of the Holocaust in all those words from a renowned German hater. And that was definitely the start of a political awakening.
Isn't that interesting? There's never, if I recall correctly, the term gas chamber appears once in any of those massive volumes by Winston Churchill.
I believe there's a brief mention because he had a Hungarian Jewish publisher. He meant mistreatment of Hungarian Jews, but there was no gas chamber. There's no mention of the word Holocaust. There's no mention of genocide or a final solution.
Isn't that funny he somehow forgot that?
Yeah, I mean, that was major, and I mean a major opening, and then realizing how mass mind was being led further and further via Wind War, things like that that were shown on TV. It helped to have German parents who actually would be was saying to me, you know, 99% of what you're going to hear is going to be outright lies.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You know, and I, the spotlight then contributed as I got older and came into contact with that and started to realize, wow, there is so much more that I don't know. But it was ignorance and bigotry and hatred that contribute to an awakening that was directed at me personally as someone who had nothing to do with an event that didn't transpire as the way the Holocaust lobby has presented it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. As when I was growing up as a kid, you know, my father had fought in World War II. He fought in the Pacific, and he read a lot. My father was an avid reader, and he read a lot of books about World War II. And I always remember how he would show me, if it happened once, it happened 10 times. So the Anti-Defamation League can't say that I was raised by anti-Semitic parents or anything like that, because my father used to show me this very famous picture of this little Jewish boy and say, he'd say, look what those et cetera, et cetera, et cetera Germans did to this poor little boy. Well, that poor little boy, everybody thought, you know, had been gassed by Germans, but some years ago, there was a big fight between several Jewish, they were both Jewish doctors living in New York, who were both claiming to be the lay in the picture. And yet this boy is thought by the entire world to have been murdered by the Germans, and none could be further from the truth.
Oh, a two-for-one special.
Yeah.
Well, they got the Ten Commandments. They were free. And we can't let de Gaulle and Eisenhower off the hook either, because they failed to mention it as well.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I'll tell you another thing that I always thought was interesting about the treatment of the Holocaust. That years ago, in fact, I recall, I wrote an article about this for the Spotlight. Winston Churchill, in one of his many volumes that he wrote, referred to the rape of Austria. You know, we were told how the Germans had rolled into Austria and had suppressed Austrian freedom and so forth. But when Kurt Waldheim ran for president of Austria, the media immediately did an entire gigantic flip-flop and started condemning the Austrians and saying that, contrary to what Winston Churchill had said, that Austria had been raped, they said rather that it was a romance, that they had laid back and enjoyed it. So, you know, which is it? Did Hitler rape Austria, or did he make love to Austria? I still waiting for an answer on that from the Anti-Defamation League.
Well, good luck. Another thing I'd like to comment is on your segue music. Have people made the connection between classical gas and Don't Fear the Reaper? Now, that song, that's Blue Oyster Cult,
exactly.
That is about suicide, unfortunately.
Really? I didn't know that myself.
1,000 men and women every day. Yeah, he's actually, when he's saying, come on, baby, he's asking him to take her life with him so that they can be together in eternity.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Learn something every day.
All right, Mike.
All right. Thanks for calling, Mike. All right. Guess who is with us? Jim from Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Mike, you're starting to make me mad.
Why am I making you mad, Jim?
Because you're quoting the forward. And nothing makes me madder than anybody that would quote the forward on anything. I would much rather you quote the Grimm Brothers. It makes much more sense.
Well, actually, you know, I always tell people that my old Lois Peterson from Liberty Lobby in the Spotlight always subscribed to Jewish newspapers because, she said, you can find out what's really going on. And more often than not, you do find out in forward. I just told somebody today, I was leaving through the forward and ran into somebody, and he asked me what newspaper that was, and I said to him, I said, this news seems to really know what's going on. A year before the United States invaded Iraq, Forward said, it's not a question of when, not a question of whether there will be a war against Iraq, it's just a question of when there will be a war against Iraq. So I don't know if they have, psychics writing for them, or if they are just reflecting the thought process and the power politics that work behind the scenes.
But, Mike, you don't understand. It'd be like you stating that I want an honest opinion from somebody, and I want to ask Abe Foxman. It's the same thing. It's completely impossible. the forward will tell you what the U.S. Congress and the U.S. government's going to do, because whatever they say 3 months later, that's what the government does, or sometimes 2 weeks. It doesn't make any difference, the timetable. But they, if you read the forward, will tell you what our government's going to do.
That's right.
But it doesn't mean they're honest.
Well, this is true enough. They do have a tendency sometimes to tell you things, but it's kind of written in code, and you have to read between the lines.
But you don't really have to read between the lines. All you got to do is go back to 1935, and Rabbi Weiss came back from Russia, and he stated, Judaism is communism. That's all. You don't need to know anything else. That's, from that time forward, that's all you needed to know. You do, that means you don't trust anybody, anything they say, anything they do, you don't trust it. Because it's all, it explains itself. Judaism is communism.
Well,
and
look,
in effect, it is true.
Look, they pulled the plug on communism, though, and then looted Russia. And now they're turning on Putin because he's trying to fight them.
No, Mike, they didn't pull the plug on communism. Communism's right here in the United States.
Well, you're right about that.
They switch sides.
You're right about that.
There was plug pulled on anything. They just switch sides.
But you know
now
what?
Now we're the good guy. It's the old, the name that wrote 1984?
George Orwell.
You know, today is Oceania, and the next week it's Asiatic, whatever it is. That's the game they play.
I always found it interesting that the John Birch Society, that wonderful group, for years and years, you know.
And they were controlled by the same people.
Well, of course. And, you know, they're the ones who I remember them having a front cover story and Review of the News touting Richard Pearl as one of the great critics of the Soviet Union. But, you know,
a senior aide to Scoop Jackson. The founder or he advocated the Jackson-Vanik Amendment, which said we can let any number of Jews come to the United States and we'll pay zillions of dollars to let them come to the United States. Now, there's a real good deal for everybody. Esteplin, Brighton Beach, and also to talk about Brighton Beach, I've seen a TV show today talking about the Russian mafia. There was never a Russian mafia; it was a Jewish mafia.
That's exactly right. And you know, as I pointed out on this program, one of the people responsible for actually helping the quote unquote mafia to come to power in the New York area was no less than that great crime fighter, Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani is the biggest piece of excrement that ever walked the face of the earth.
But you know what's scary about that? He may well be the piece of excrement that the Republican Party nominates for the presidency.
Real, he might get it. Who knows? They control everything. People have to understand. They control everything. They can make you think what this person is complete opposite of what he actually is.
Well, that's
Rudy Giuliani, you know, Mr. Mayor, the mayor of America, how wonderful he was in the night. And the son of a bitch was in on, he planned the whole thing.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani is now and has been throughout his career bought and paid for. And somebody out there write a book on Rudy Giuliani. I
apologize for my language, but I hate this guy was in on killing 3,000 Americans, and he's got that stupid sly grin that he grins like Mr. Mayor. He's no more Mr. Mayor than you're Mr. Wonderful. You are Mr. Wonderful in my opinion.
I kind of know what you mean. Yeah.
Nobody else will say that about you except maybe Daryl Bradford Smith.
He might.
Yeah, but you get my point. This is ridiculous. The way the news media can manipulate most people's minds,
and they go right along with it. That's the amazing part.
They'll swear by it. They'll applaud them, and it just makes me sick.
Yeah,
not
you know,
quite as sick as you quoting the forward, though.
All right,
I'll let you go, though. I ran it enough. I'll let you go and get somebody else.
All right, thanks for your call, Jim. Talk to you later. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to be able to bring up one more caller here, I think. We've got Mike from Illinois. Mike, hang on there. We'll bring it after the break.
Yeah. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming, the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes, and many things." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. Without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and more will help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook over keys your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been a global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopath healers via correspondence education. Don't wait any longer. Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer news free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of accepted products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We've got Mike from Illinois ready to come aboard, I hope. Mike, are you there?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight? What's going on?
Is Charlie Rose Jewish?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. Previous caller brought him up, and I was just curious about that. Ask you, what do you say to people who, when you confront them with the evidence that Jews have so much power in the country and control the media and banking and Hollywood and everything else, simply reply, why do you care? This ethnic group, you know, places emphasis on education and being successful, and they are successful, you know, what's the big deal?
Well, you know, what I say the big deal is the fact that there is so much political clout exercise there that they are able to bend U.S. foreign policy in directions that are always beneficial to the United States. Now, of course, the response to that is, well, you know, Israel is our closest ally. Israel and the United States are allied together in the war against terrorism. Israel is a democracy. The United States is a democracy. This goes on and on. That's their response. But no serious human being, no serious academic, no serious person can ever truly believe that two entirely separate nations will always have the same interests. So anyone who says that is either a liar or a fool. Right. And that's the problem. That's the problem with Jewish power in this country, exercised through the media and through the Jewish lobby in Washington. They're getting us into wars that are not in America's interest, are not only not in America's interest, but not in the interest of the world itself. And, you know, in this day and age with these nuclear weapons, everybody wants nuclear weapons, you know, but it's interesting. guess who it was in the Middle East had the first nuclear weapons, the state of Israel. Is that perhaps the reason why other nations in the Middle East might have some desire to have nuclear weapons? I mean, you know, it's... And even then, people have a stuck response to that. They say, "Oh, Israel is a nice country. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't use nuclear weapons in a negative way." As though the way you could use nuclear weapons and not in a negative way. But you know, this is, you know, generally in my experience, you either get those kind of stuck responses, or you get this blank look. Jaws tend to sag and their eyes glaze over because they just don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But people better start talking about it. People better start talking about it before another nuclear weapon is used.
So you think this war in Iraq was not about oil so much or terrorism? Obviously not about terrorism. I'll give you that much. But do you think it was Israel's war?
It was Israel's war. I think that, you know, Senator Fritz Hollings of South Carolina, when he was safely already going into retirement, he said that's what the war was all about. Philip Zelko, who was on the 9-1-1 commission, he gave a speech, I think, at the University of Virginia, and said that said something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing very heavily here, but what he said was essentially, well, yes, one of the real reasons why we went into Iraq was for the security of Israel. But, you know, this is right from the horse's mouth, you know. This, you know, it's all documented. It's you know, the Israelis said they wanted the United States to go into Iraq. Now, of course, they say, oh, it was a big mistake. But, you know, like Jim said, these people lie. Mike, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. Apologies to the callers we couldn't bring up tonight. We'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. That's RBN for making this hour possible. Stay tuned for more good programming. And prayer for all those men and women, those Americans who are in Iraq right now, fighting and dying in a war that we shouldn't be fighting.
Doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans, shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat, while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around, and we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found. We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
You're telling me you think I've done so damn well. Why was sitting here 1,000 miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.